cargo up to the top and they throw it, you know, over the side. So they start doing that. Now Jonah's asleep during this, which is kind of interesting. It's not interesting that he fell asleep. I have fallen asleep on boats before. That happens. It's going to be a multi-day journey, presumably. But the thing is, he is still asleep even while the hurricane's going on, which is interesting. The Hebrew word that they use for this sleep is like a deep sleep. It's almost like a coma. Literally, it means something like his ears were stopped up, right? So he can't wake up. It's the exact same word that's used for Adam at the very beginning in Genesis, where God performs surgery on him and takes out his, it's like anesthetized, right? He takes out his rib and then makes a woman. And so Jonah doesn't wake up. And so the sailors are, you know, going and they're finding all of this cargo and they're throwing it out. And then they come in to grab some cargo and they see Jonah laying there. And they're like, that's unusual. Noteworthy. We're going to go tell the captain about that. So then they go and tell the captain. And he's like, what? So he goes down and he wakes up Jonah. And he says, hey, don't want to alarm you. We're sinking. And this is a big problem. There is a God that is clearly angry at us, okay? Now, he's not just being superstitious. This is clearly a miraculous act. Again, mountain people, we don't know a lot. But one thing that I can guarantee you is that usually when you get into a boat and everything's fine and then you sail not quite far enough to get away from land, I mean an hour maybe, less than that, you don't usually have a hurricane just appear and start ripping your boat apart. Okay, and so all of these people thought, well, we probably would have thought, something is weird here, right? Someone has angered a God. There is some God who is extremely angry at us, and I can't remember having done anything wrong. You know, and so he says, hey, pray to your God. We need all hands on deck praying to their gods, because someone's got to save us from this. Now, during their time, the people who weren't from Israel were polytheistic. So they would have believed in many gods. That's what polytheistic means. And basically, you'd have your own personal god, right? So everybody would kind of have like their own god that looks out for them. And then you'd have your family god, which your family would pray to and would direct the fortunes of your family. And then you'd have your national god. And those are bigger, stronger gods. And so like there's a god for the nation of Assyria. And of course, Israel has Yahweh, their god. And there's all sorts of other different gods. So he's saying, pray to all your gods. We got to figure this out. And basically, like, we got nothing. It's like taking spaghetti and throwing it at the wall. Something's got to stick or we sink. And so he says, pray to your God. Okay. So then, verse 7. And the sailors said to one another, come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots and the lots fell on Jonah. And then they said to him, tell us in whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What's your country? What people are you? And then he said, I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, what is this you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Once all of the cargo is gone, okay, once you've lightened the ship as much as you can possibly lighten it, and it's still sinking, your options have dwindled, right? And this is where they're at. The storm is getting worse instead of getting better, and the ship is getting lower instead of getting higher. And so they say, look, we have got to figure out what is going on here. I know what we'll do. We'll cast lots. This was something that was done all over the ancient Near East, and actually into Jesus' day, when you needed a divine answer. You'd cast lots, okay? And lots were, they think, dice, and they would basically have two different options. They'd have light sides and they'd have dark sides. So you'd cast lots, okay, it's these two dice, and you'd throw them. And if it was two light sides, it meant yes. If it was two dark sides, then it meant no. And if it was a light and a dark, it meant roll again. So they'd go up to everybody and they're like, is it him? No. Is it him? No. Is it him? Roll again. Is it him? Yes. What's your name? Where do you come from? Who are you? Why is this happening? Right? They're just rapid firing at Jonah. And Jonah goes, okay. Yeah, it's me. Right? I mean, he